When you hear the word faith, what comes to mind? Do you think of something that your parents or grandparents had? Something that you see when you're looking on social media and people tell you, have faith, be faithful. God is faithful. And you just look and wonder and say, I wish I had faith. I wish I knew how to get this faith that so many people are talking about. In our text for today, Hebrews 11 verses 1, it says, now faith is confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see. So faith is just having confidence in what we're hoping and praying for. So what do we hope for? We hope that our body is free of sickness. We hope that our children do well in school. We hope that God leads us to the right church. We hope that when we step into our job today, that we have no conflicts, nothing happens. That is hope. And we say hope so often. I hope you're doing well. I hope that that situation turns around. And so faith takes hope to the next level. Faith is saying, okay, I have faith that you will have a good day. It is a declaration of our hope. It is saying that those things that we hope for, those things that we're praying for, the things that are deep into our heart or that we journal about or that we never say out loud to anyone. Faith is having the confidence that everything that we are hoping for will come to pass. And having faith at times, it doesn't make sense. My word for the year 2024 is unshakable faith. And to me, what unshakable faith means is that nothing can shake my faith. My faith is so strong. I believe in the promises and the things that God has told me and He has given me so much that my faith is unshakable. So how can you develop the spirit of unshakable faith? How can you hold more than hope in your heart? Have faith. And remember, we have faith in God. We don't have faith in people. We don't have faith in things. We don't have faith in the universe delivering. We have faith only in God. And so developing this unshakable faith, this strong faith in God, it requires you to first repent, to ask God to forgive you of all of your sins, to remove any thoughts and feelings and emotions He has that you have that are not of Him. So repent fully. And then once you repent, you say, and Lord, I have laid down my heart. I've cast all my burdens upon you. And Lord, my prayer today is that you are going to turn this situation around. I have faith that you will do it. I have faith that this is not going to be the end. I have faith. And when you ask God to do something and you declare that you have faith, you don't worry about it anymore. You don't have fear or anxiety. You have faith that God is going to turn the situation around, that He is going to do His thing. And you don't just repent once or pray once. You continue to do this. You continue to have this posture of repentance and prayer and stepping in faith and holding on to that faith so that your worry, your anxiety, whatever is happening within you, that you feel where you have taken the control and you are driving this situation, you release that. So today, repent Lay it down at the foot of the cross. Ask God to forgive you of the sins, the ones that you know of and the ones that you know not of. Ask Him to strengthen you. Ask Him to bless you. And then in faith, make that bold move and ask for what you know God can do and only He can do. And remember, you will not see it. It may take days, months, or even years, but God is moving. He is working. And your only job is to have faith and to never give up. Don't give up on that faith. Don't give up on it. Have unshakable faith. No matter what the world throws at you, no matter what people tell you, no matter how crazy it seems to believe in what you believe in, have faith. Allow God to be your guiding light, your North Star. Unshakable faith is what you should focus on today. Having unshakable faith.